This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
1 year ago tomorrow, the World Health Organization declared a coronavirus pandemic. More than 2.6 million people have died. Millions of others have gotten sick or lost jobs and income. Now, President Biden's COVID relief bill is almost law, expected to get final congressional approval today.
The bill would send direct payments to most Americans, help small businesses and schools, boost vaccination efforts, and do much more to help the nation recover from the pandemic's economic devastation. While top Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries say the package meets the moment,
the American Rescue Plan is transformative.
To number three House Republican Liz Cheney,
it's a real tragedy,
saying it's simply too big and untargeted. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some of the potential jurors they've dismissed in the George Floyd murder trial have said they couldn't be impartial. The court's continuing to choose jury members today in former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's murder and manslaughter trial. Mike Hempen reports on two of the three jurors who've been seated so far.
The first man who was selected says he has never watched a video of Floyd's arrest, but has seen a still image of it. The woman who was selected describes herself as a go-with-the-flow person who could talk to anyone about anything. She says initially she had a negative perception of Chauvin, but says she doesn't know him and could be proven wrong.
A 13-year-old girl is under arrest after threatening to shoot up her middle school in Lake Placid, Florida, say authorities. The girl made the threat on an Instagram account, say sheriff's officials, who are trying to figure out why she would want to do this. Russia's slowing down Twitter, saying Twitter has failed to remove banned content. Moscow slowing down the speed of uploading photos and videos. This is AP News. Now to Florida and a flap over immigrants who have a criminal past. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this and what it means for those involved.
The state of Florida suing the Biden administration over new directives that block the detentions of some immigrants who've been convicted of crimes. The complaint from Florida's Attorney General Ashley Moody challenges new guidance issued by Immigration and Customs Enforcement last month, which made national security threats and migrants convicted of serious crimes the priority for deportation. Moody says that's resulted in immigration officials declining to take people who serve sentences for burglary, drug trafficking, and other violations, which could mean more crimes in her state and more strain on local law enforcement. Florida's lawsuit follows a similar action filed by Arizona last month, which has been joined by the state of Montana. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.